Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I'm Andrew, he's Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Jeff Hardy walks out on fans after TNA's taping the other night. Aaron, is this an angle or did he just do this to be mean?
I think it's an angle. I don't think that he would have done it to be mean. You know, a lot of fans were expecting to get an autograph or a picture with him. And I think what he wanted to do is you don't want to have... Basically, you don't want to be a face still, you know? And I think that's what they were trying to go for, is try to make him an even bigger heel. Because, look, for example, you and I are going to be down there in about 2 years. If you really wanted to get a picture with him, you know, and you were just so excited to do it, then he said, you know, basically screw off, you would be really, really upset about that. All right, you would be really upset. So... you would hate him even more, and I think that's kind of what they were going for.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point on that, but I'm almost wondering, is there just a fine line where you just cannot walk that line? Where I mean, because, you know, like you said, if we went down there and it's been like 2 years and we've been waiting to meet this guy, and then all, and we paid the $25 to, you know, have a, you know, a picture taken with him, you'd think that he would have the courtesy just to go ahead and, you know, still do it. I don't know, like, it just, to me, it seems so real. Like, why do that angle? You know, because it has to be an angle. There's no way around it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing. Here's the thing that I would say is that maybe TNA wants him to kind of portray his image outside of the ring, too. You know, something, this is leading into our next story, but Serena came out and explained why she actually got fired, which we reported on. But it was confirmed this week she was fired because she didn't follow the straight edge lifestyle outside of the ring. So maybe TNA is being a little bit, you know, hey, you know, follow the storyline even outside of the ring. So I don't know. I mean, maybe that's the case. So
yeah, but I think you would have ticked a lot of fans off, though, because if it was me, I would have been furious. I'd be like, no, I don't want the $25 back. I want to get the picture taken with them because this is ridiculous. That's how I would be, at least. But yeah, with Serena though, that actually does make sense because she didn't want to live the straight edge lifestyle, which, you know, no drugs, no smoking, no drinking. But, you know, in a way, I wonder if straight edge what do pills go under? Because isn't that considered a drug?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that would be in the drug category. So
I don't know. Just anyway. So Eric, we just found this out. Eric Young is gone from TNA.
Wait, are you surprised?
If you had told me this earlier, I wouldn't have believed you.
Well, I am incredibly surprised. I really am, because they were, you know, having the angle, like the relationship therapist angle with him and Orlando Jordan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been pretty bearish on Orlando Jordan, but I'll tell you what, I actually thought that this was pretty funny. You know, I mean, it was really funny because, you know, Orlando Jordan, you know, he's bisexual. Eric Young, he is straight. Or he plays straight. And so to like have that like tag team type chemistry, you know, and put it into this marriage type role, I think it's funny. So.
Yeah, just sad that he's gone. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed that they were doing something with him. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, we're not going to do anything with you now.
I agree. I actually kind of liked him. I mean, but then again, if you don't have a spot on the roster, you know, what's the point in paying them?
That is true. How true it is. Anyway, so... Raven is also gone.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
His contract was up, and so, you know, this is getting a little bit ahead. But they did an angle where he lost to Jeff Hardy and was promptly fired. So this is kind of a way to get rid of EV 2.0 and at the same time make Hogan look like a bigger heel, make Hardy look like a bigger heel, and get more people behind EV 2. So
what was the point of bringing EV 2 in? If you're going to just fire people from there, I mean, Raven's done. I mean, you know, and they're going to probably fire other guys. What was the point of bringing the EV2 back in?
I think it was just something to do at the time. You know, I think that they didn't have a long-term storyline plan, and so they thought it was a quick, you know, stopgap measure. So That's just my guess. So.
That's ridiculous. Let's go on to the pay-per-view. Boring pay-per-view, by the way. At least towards the end. But the beginning was pretty good. Robbie E is now the X Division title holder, which is awesome.
No, it isn't, because now that title is kind of worthless. You know, AJ Styles held that title. Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels. These are big-name people in the world of TNA, you know, and also in the indie scene. And now you have Robbie E, who is, you know, a Jersey Shore ripoff. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this. It sounds like you are, though.
No, I thought it was a good – I mean, it was a good match overall. And you don't want him to win it, but hey, I don't know. I don't know. I'm. It's hard for me to explain right now. It's just one of those late nights. But Team 3D decides to retire without the titles. Mm-hmm. Why did they do that?
Well, they had the match against Motor City Machine Guns. It was a retirement match, and they retired without the titles because they said that they wanted to go out on top. So they wanted to win the titles and then retire, so there would be a title match, you know, some sort of tournament or whatever. To be honest, I wish Team 3D would have won. Had they won, it would have been a way to get the titles off of Motor City Machine Guns and then have them try to get the titles back. So you could have Generation Me win the titles. You know, you have a mini tag tournament, have them win the titles, and then have Motor City Machine Guns feud with them for a while. I think that actually would have been a better idea, but that's just me. So, but what do you think of Team 3D retiring finally?
It's weird because I didn't think they'd, you know, there's some teams that I look at, I'm just saying that they'll never retire. And well, these guys retired. They're actually retiring. And to me, it's just weird. It's very weird. But,
and when you say they're actually retiring, do you mean they're retiring or do you mean that they're just not going to wrestle as much?
I think some guys just can't walk away from the business. I think they'll do like special appearances, like, you know, once a week or once a weekend, maybe once a month, you know, because, you know, get a couple extra bucks in because you can get paid good money for making an appearance. I think Helm said he made like 1500 or 2 grand or something like that for one appearance in LaSalle, Illinois. And he got flown in, didn't pay for it. He just got paid that and everything else. Hmm. So that's kind of, you know, and some of those guys, that's a lot of money. So.
Yeah, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Sabu is fired, in quotes. Is he really fired?
Yeah. Well, that was the EV2 versus Fortune match. Fortune won, and they got to fire a member of EV2. They fired Sabu. So
Sabu's done wrestling on TV for a while.
Basically, yeah.
So
what did you think of Double J defeating Samoa Joe?
Oh, Jeff Jarrett just needed a ego boost. So he's like, where's Samoa Joe at? Yeah, I want to beat him this week. And of course, people caved in and yeah, that's all it can be said. I mean, come on. In real life, Samoa Joe would kick his butt. Why?
I mean, of course, in real life. But think of it this way, though. This will help feud their feud even more. And I mean, I actually don't mind Double J winning, you know, because you have to have the heels win sometimes, you know. And, you know, looking at the card, realistically, only one face won. And that would have been Motor City Machine Guns. But even during their match, they were kind of considered a little bit of a heel.
Yeah, because if you're retiring one of the best, considered to be arguably one of the best tag teams of all time, yeah, you're going to become a heel no matter what, no matter who you are.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not heel. They didn't turn heel or anything like that, but they were pretty heelish in that match. So, but the main event, Jeff Hardy versus Matt Morgan, obviously this was not a pay-per-view that you or I would have bought normally. So Jeff retained against Matt Morgan. What did you think?
How it ended was stupid. He just, you know, he didn't even do the Swanton to win. He just did the, oh gosh, I can't even think of what it's called, the Twist of Fate. Just did the Twist of Fate, what, like two times?
Mm-hmm.
And then the final one, that's when Matt Morgan decides that he's going to lay down. I just didn't think that was a great way to end it. I think he should have done the Swanton or cheated to win. But this technically was a clean win.
Yeah.
Over Matt Morgan? Just turned face? No. What should have happened was Jeff Hardy should have cheated to win, and then you still make Matt Morgan look good. Now you make Matt Morgan look weak. It just ticks me off. I don't know. So what do you think, dude?
You know, I mean, we talked about last time, Jeff Hardy has to win this match no matter what. Otherwise, he's going to look like a weak champion. You know, he'll look weak. It'll make his character look weak. So, of course, that had to happen. That's why you and I were both against this match to begin with.
But, anyways, anyway, so guess what? Raw. They are in England right now, which is awesome. And, of course, watch the show. The Hart Dynasty continues to lose. And are they just going to split them up? This is just getting ridiculous. I mean, you only need 2 weeks to split a tag team up. They've been going for, what, 2 months?
Well, they've been going for about a month now. But, you know, here's the thing. You and I both talked about this, you know, last week, 2 weeks ago, about how this is playing out. Anybody who has ever watched wrestling for 2 years or more will tell you that these two are going to split up. Honestly, if they swerve and they don't split up, then it'll be, like, amazing. It seriously will. It will be amazing. So, you know, I don't know. I really am not a fan of this. I mean, it's okay to put over other people. That's fine. You know, they put over the Usos, you know. But do you really have to, like, just really show what's going on? I mean, it's like they're showing the next page in the novel. You know, that's what they're doing, you know. So it's just – I don't like this. I don't know. What do you think? Do you like this at all?
I'm bored with this. Just end it. You know, if they're going to end it, they just need to go ahead and end it. Let it go. You know what I mean? Like, it just gets annoying after a while. Really annoying.
Kind of like the tension between, you know, Wade Barrett and David Otunga.
Here's my thing with this. David Otunga can't wrestle. Wade Barrett can wrestle, and he's good on the mic. David Otunga is excellent on the mic. And that's where his talent stops. He's going to be either a ring announcer or a guy, kind of like a Matt Stryker character, by the way. That's what I think. I mean, because he's very good on the mic. That's fine. He's not a wrestler. And I could care less about this thing.
You know what? I don't even think he's great on the mic. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I mean, Wade Barrett is very good on the mic. In fact, he was probably the best to come out of there on the mic, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care about this tension because I would have much rather seen it with somebody like Justin Gabriel, who looks like a face. He looks like somebody who will actually benefit after Nexus breaks up. But I don't know. You know, we'll see when that happens. But I don't care about this tension. I really don't. And, you know, of course, they're continuing the whole tension between John Cena and Nexus, John Cena and Randy Orton, all of that crap. And, you know, we said, if you finish this too early, it's like, what was the point? But if you finish it too late, it's going to be like, wow, this really got lame fast. And I think that's kind of where it's at right now. I think that, you know, they're going to finish it here in 2 weeks, but I think they went like probably 3-4 weeks over. So is that kind of what you think too?
Yeah, I mean, they should not be continuing this. I mean, just let it go. Get it over and done with. You know, there's some feuds that just don't make sense. This is one of them. You know, I can understand if all the members of Nexus were there and then they had this little mini feud, then I think it'd be okay. But the fact there's only, what, like four? I mean, it's the reverse of the NWO. You're not adding members, you're subtracting members. And then you add to what? McGillicuddy and Corvette Engine.
Yeah, Husky Harris.
Thank you. I couldn't remember his name. So, but anyway, so moving on to NXT. And now moving on to SmackDown. In case you haven't heard, NXT stunk. No, there was two matches, and there was the WWE what, like their high school photo.
So on SmackDown,
Edge came out and was doing his old cutting. He was cutting a promo on Kane, and then Nexus came out and they surrounded him. Yeah. And then Vicky Guerrero comes out and he has to shake hands with David Otunga. And of course, Edge will shake your hand and then he'll spear you. And that's what he did here. Good opening segment, I thought.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's what you expect, you know. I mean, and you know, kind of, you know, going a little bit further into their feud, I mean, you know, David Otunga was told by Wade Barrett if he did not beat Edge, he would be fired. And I actually thought that he was going to lose, you know, against Edge. I mean, I was surprised. But, you know, you have Kane come out, and then he goes and chokeslams Edge so Otunga can get the easy win. And, of course, during this match, David Otunga could not wrestle to save his life because that's how David Otunga wrestles.
Oh, you didn't see? They gave him a brown paper bag. He couldn't wrestle his way out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was bad. really bad. Anyway, so what's not bad is that Del Rio, he beat, of course, Kofi, which doesn't make sense to me. But then Rey Mysterio Jr., I mean Rey Mysterio, came out and laid Del Rio out with the 619. Great. That's all I can say. It's great.
You know, I'm actually kind of enjoying Del Rio a little bit more, a lot more than what I originally thought I would. I was very bearish on him, and I use that term twice now. I was kind of down on him a little bit to start off with. But, you know, I'm kind of liking him a little bit more. And having the feud with him and Rey, obviously, number one, it just makes sense. But number two, it's actually panning out to be a pretty decent feud. Do you think so?
Oh, definitely. 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 Great feud. And I think those guys will actually put out a good feud, and it'll be excellent. I mean, I think there'll be a lot of people who are happy. So anyways, you know, Dolph Ziggler beat MVP to retain the IC title, which I thought, for some reason, I thought they were going to let this change hands. I really did, but they didn't. But Dolph Ziggler is going to be the the IC champion, and I'm just ticked about this. Whatever.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that kind of change hands a little more often. I mean, it's, you know, you don't want the world titles, your main title, to change hands too much, because then it's just as, you know, it's kind of a little meaningless. But, you know, you can have the IC and the US title change hands, you know, twice as frequently as the other ones. So I don't understand why it doesn't. But,
Me either. So Big Show, he beat Kane in a non-title match. Darn it. And the only reason he won is because Edge came out, tied up Paul Bearer, and Kane freaked out and, lost to the Big Show.
Yeah, it was actually kind of nice to see Big Show get a very big win. I mean, this is one of those, you know, you're watching the match, you're like, oh, I know it's going to happen. Kane's going to win, or Big Show will win by DQ, you know? So,
you heard what happened, right?
What?
Well, what happened was they're like, man, he's not going to make any money off this knucklehead movie. It's so bad. Would it make like $10 in the movie theater? And then like only one DVD was sold and was pirated everywhere else. So, I mean, they had to do something for him. So they gave him a non-title match and he won.
Yeah. You know what you should do, Andy? You should make a website called knuckleheadisthegreatestmoviesofalltime.com.
And you know
where you should do that?
I'm going to have to do it on GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you have the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See staff details. TNA, they have a new TNA world title that debuted the other night. I like this belt a little bit better.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the only thing that still gets me is I think that your heavyweight belt should be huge. I think it should be, should cover the guy. Like, basically, it should look huge. And that's the one thing that I think that every organization has been doing is that, you know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's not big enough. Like, then all, because all the other tiles are about the same size, and you want to have that tile just huge and let it, you know, people see it. They're like, that is the title. You know, that's like the UFC tile. Every time I see it, like, you know, it's a UFC tile. And I almost wish it would be bigger than that. I wish it was bigger than the Raw belt as well. But,
well, you know, and let me say this much. I like change. I think change is really great. I really do. However, though, when you change the world title, which was, you know, gold and silver, you know, I kind of liked it. I thought the TNA title was pretty cool. But when you change it to look like the Divas title over in WWE – at that point in time, you're kind of losing me a little bit there. I mean, you are.
Right.
It looks like crap. It honestly looks like crap, in my opinion. So.
I see what you mean because of the horns, as I like to call them, on it. I see your point on that, but I like the change. I think that's nice that they did that. They're going to get a lot of crap over it, and I bet you in a couple months they'll get changed again. That's one thing that other organizations need to do. They need to change some of the titles. After you've had them for like 2 or 3 years the same, make a new one. That's just me.
Well, it's not so bad for 3 years, but if it's worn out, it's welcome. I mean, like the spinner belt. I mean, this is getting a little off topic, but the spinner belt, for example, you know, there is a reason that was done at the beginning, but now the W within the spinner belt is stationary. So what's the point in even having that? Just change the belt a little.
Yeah,
you know?
Plus Cena, when he got that title back, he didn't unhook the spinning, so it would spin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Rhino turns on RVD. I figured this would eventually happen.
You know, I don't know if I like heel Rhino or face Rhino better. Which one do you like better?
Heel.
You like heel Rhino?
Oh, yeah. I love the heel Rhino.
I think heel Rhino's good. I like tweener Rhino. I like the Rhino that doesn't talk, is a little Bill Goldberg-esque, you know, and all he does is just gore the hell out of you. That's the Rhino
gore,
I like.
Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So
anyway, so Team 3D, they come out, they decide that, hey, they're going to retire, and then they same thing that happened in the WWE, Bubba turns on D-Von.
Yeah.
Come on. This is ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing that's stupid. If they're actually retiring, what is the point in this? So now they're not actually retiring. Instead, it's going to be a feud with Bubba and D-Von, which is so stupid because these are two people who should never feud the exact same way that Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy should never feud. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. WWE thought it'd be a good idea to do that. So
they always think it's a good idea, but the problem is it's never a good idea, especially certain tag teams, you know, like Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels, that needed to happen. They were just losing it. That needed to happen. Shawn Michaels was a star. The thing is, either guy sucks without the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what anyone says or tries to persuade me, that I think that that's one of the few tag teams that when you split up, they suck.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly, you know. And, I mean, you know, something else that happened on, you know, on Impact this week, we had Kurt Angle return to save Samoa Joe when Double J was attacking him. So Kurt Angle comes out, and he's siding with Samoa Joe. These were two people who were, you know, bitter rivals. Now they're going to be teaming to take on Double J. What do you think?
Come on. I think this makes Samoa Joe look weak. And they Samoa Joe should not be in a program with JJ. That's my big thing. And I just wish that Samoa Joe would just go back to the main event and not mess with Jeff Jarrett. Because all Jeff Jarrett is doing is basically saying, I beat this guy and I beat this guy. Come on. No one cares. No, it's just your ego. That's all it is. It's just your ego.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's move on to the weekly topic of Nexus. The Nexus. So I'll let you start this off.
So the inception of Nexus was, you know, the people of NXT banding together and basically almost taking like a Generation Me approach, which was, you know, we deserve more and we're not just rookies, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, when this happened, they basically became like an NWO like crew because they were taking over Raw. Now, what did you think of this initially? You know, like when it first started, what did you think of the inception?
I was like, seriously, I was like, how is WWE going to screw this one up? Because after dealing with them, you know, WCW invading, I just knew that this could last a long time, but I knew it was going to happen. I knew somehow the WWE was going to screw this up, and I think they have. And that just ticks me off because this is a storyline that could have gone onto Survivor Series, made a big thing about Survivor Series. Almost actually it could have led to Royal Rumble, which could have actually gone to WrestleMania, where the following night, or the not the following night, but the second Raw afterwards, they would all be split up, and then people would be like, oh gosh, I wonder what happened to Next or Stay Together. And you could have left them hanging. You could have left them hanging, but instead they had to screw it up. Plus, I actually think that Nexus should have actually had, because you could have had season one Nexus and almost like a season two Nexus is what they could have done, what they should have done, and of course they screwed that up.
Now, you know, one of the things, though, that I think may have hurt them, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but, you know, they lost workers. I mean, once Skip Sheffield went down, you know, with his injury, I mean, they lost their big, you know, big bull. I mean, realistically, I mean, he was such a powerhouse, you know, in that organization. They actually were kind of saying he was like the number three guy behind, you know, of course, Otunga and then Wade. So
no, I agree with you. I completely agree with you on that. But he still could be in the picture, just injured. He still can be almost like a third face. He could still be out there. But come on, I mean, yes, he got injured, and I see that, but they could have gone ahead and brought certain season two guys who were eliminated, bring them over right away to replace that spot. So then you still have, you know, eight guys. I think eight's a good number for Nexus. You have those eight guys. But the thing is, you could have had Daniel Bryan feuding with them this entire time, and nothing happened. I mean, Vince even joked about, like, is Daniel Bryan the United States champion? Yes, he is. I mean, that actually, to me, ticked me off about the whole thing, but I don't know.
But here's the thing I would ask you, though, about Season 2. And you and I both liked NXT Season 2, and we didn't care for NXT Season 1 nearly as much. However, though, when you look at the workers of Season 2, who are you going to have join Nexus? You know, you had McGillicuddy, and you had Harris join. Mm-hmm. Now, Caval, who is working as a face, he's not going to join. Okay, so throw him away. Titus O'Neil, who was an idiot and no-soul MVP – and then attacked his own guy, and then, you know, he started attacking, you know, Caval. Like, you know, he was an idiot. So, I mean, he's gone. You know, I mean, they're putting him back down to FCW, so he can't join. Eli Cottonwood also is an idiot. No, you can't have him join. So mm-hmm. who are you really left with? Alex Riley is with The Miz. Mm-hmm. You have Lucky Cannon. I mean, is that really who you're going to put into Nexus? You know? I mean, so – I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with you about that.
Right, but they could have been faces, though, is what I'm saying. You could have had Season 1 heels, Season 2 faces. And
okay.
I see
what you're saying.
See what I mean? And see, McGillicuddy's a tweener, and Husky Harris is a heel. Don't get me wrong. He is a heel. But you could have had him and Eli Cottonwood defer over there. And then we forgot about the I can't think of his name now. My favorite guy. Showtime, Percy Watson. That's comedy right there. So that's another face. I mean, you have a good solid five faces, and you could have had, you know, five Nexus guys as well. They could have been feuding the entire time. It would have been great. They could have been feuding up to Survivor Series all the way to Royal Rumble and have it all end, at, you know, WrestleMania. And then when they all, you know, split up the groups, they could actually have where. Well, okay, Caval and such such go to this show, and then from Nexus Season 1, they go to that show, and they could continue those feuds. In fact, I figured at one point that they could have like had feuds continue all the to SummerSlam if they did it properly, as in SummerSlam 2011. But instead, they have to screw it up, and that's I think the long term planning with the WWE product lately has not been great. They're always thinking short term, 3 month, 3 month, 3 month, instead of, you know, 6 to 12 months. And that's what that's when you bring those groups in, like D-Generation X, you knew what they were going to do basically for the next 6 months. They're just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of craziness, but it seems that they just didn't do it right with the Nexus.
Now, but the thing is, though, with Nexus, you know, they had the injury with Skip Sheffield, which I think really hurt them. I know it's really weird to say, but I think it hurt them. And then you lost two members because you fired them, you know, and they had injuries, you know, so they needed to nurse them. So, you know, that's why they got rid of them. But, you know, still, it's like you have these three, you know, injuries that plague the team. I think that may have hurt the product there. But, you know, looking at it now, looking at where Nexus is now, they had the feud with John Cena. They added him to the team. And now, you know, Wade Barrett, his biggest goal is to be WWE champion, which is probably going to happen. Do you think that this is where they should be going, that, you know, Wade Barrett is just vying for the title and that's it? I mean, do you think that's a good idea?
You mean the fact that Wade Barrett is going to lose the title? Wade Barrett will win the title. Don't get me wrong. He will win it at Survivor Series. He will win the title. The thing is, though, he will drop it immediately to The Miz.
Immediately. I disagree with you.
Oh, no.
Wholeheartedly disagree with you. There's no possible way that will happen. If you can say I told you so, but if they do that, The Miz becomes a face. The Miz is one of their top heels right now.
No.
He can't do that and stay a heel. However, though, The Miz, if he chose to, when John Cena faces Wade Barrett at the next pay-per-view, TLC, which you know that's going to happen, if The Miz cashes it in after John Cena wins, he stays heel, and then he actually gets a huge boost. So, but that's getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I'm going to have to completely disagree with you. I think what's going to happen is that Wade Barrett's going to win it. The Miz is going to come out. Miz is going to do something stupid, first of all. He's going to tick a lot of people off and then come out and then do something. He's going to make Orton somehow lose. And then he's going to get in there, chair shot to the head a couple of times to Wade Barrett. I'm sorry. Wait, you can't do those anymore. Chair shots to the head. My bad. Chair shots to the buttocks. Wade Barrett won't be able to do anything. They'll ring the bell. 1, 2, 3. It's over with.
Yeah, but Nexus will be out there, though. So
no, they're not, because remember, the other stipulation now is that they can't be at ringside.
For the first match, but not for the second one.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, I see what I'm saying.
Good point.
I don't know. You know, I mean, if that happens, it does. I just don't see it happening. But, you know, I don't know if I'm really big on Nexus right now. I really, really hope that they end this angle incredibly soon, like within the next month.
Yeah, you can't let it go to WrestleMania now. It needs to be done before Royal Rumble. In fact, almost TLC in a way.
Yeah.
In all seriousness. But, you know, I haven't been wrong yet on the show, so we'll see if I'm going to be wrong on this. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Production for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to our show. And until next time, we're tagging out.